time for the power of God's Word.
This is David Michael with your Power Scripture of the Week. We will continue in our mini-series on the fruit of the Spirit, which is found in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23. And it reads, "The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law." This week we will look at patience. Ah yes, in this day and age of instant food, fast computers, vehicles, and overnight shipping, patience has practically become a thing of the past. Perhaps even some of you listening now wish I would just hurry up and get to the point. But we see that patience is one of the fruit of the Spirit that should be evident within a Christian. I would venture to say that patience is one of the hardest lessons to learn. At least for me it can be. I want things now. Good, bad, or indifferent. Whatever it is, I just want it to come now. And as a result, I have often learned the hard way. And have come to understand what it means when passages like Psalms 130 verse 5 says, "I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in His word I do hope." And also Psalms 52 verse 9 which says, "I will praise you forever because you have done it, and in the presence of your saints I will wait on your name, for it is good." You see, a lack of patience can really mess things up for us. Often it causes us to react and attempt to rush things one way or another. And as a result, we begin trying to take things out of God's hands and put them into our own. Now, it's not necessarily our intentions when we do this, but that usually becomes the outcome when we lack patience. We must remember, God has a plan and a time to execute those plans. It's a perfect plan, and He knows how best to bring about those things in our lives. Acts chapter 1 verse 7, "And Jesus said to them, it is not for you to know times or seasons, which the Father has put in His own authority." In other words, God will make clear when the time has come. It might be a couple days, or a couple weeks, or even a couple years. But He will show us what we need to see, when we need to see it. He will show us what we need to do, when we need to do it. For us, we need to be patient, wait on the Lord, and seek Him in all things. At the end of the day, I hope all we want is God's will for our lives, whatever that is, whenever that is. Therefore, let us grow in patience as a fruit of the Spirit, and as a result, allow God to make our paths straight. If you have any questions, thoughts, or comments, please feel free to email me at logicandfaith@yahoo.com. This has been your Power Scripture of the Week. Until next time, this is Dave, signing out.